You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
After suffering a scathing defeat in the primary, the Republican primary for Wyoming, Representative Liz Cheney announced that she is thinking about running for president in 2024.
It has been said that the long arc of history bends toward justice and freedom. That's true, but only if we make it bend.
Like, I don't even know how she thinks, like, well, I can lose the primary, but then I can get enough votes to become president of the whole United States, even though I'm from, like, the smallest state, the state with the smallest population in the country. But I know it don't make no sense unless you figure out that the content creators responsible for manufacturing the political narrative insist that there is only one hero who has the courage, conviction, and character to prevent the collapse of the American democracy. Liz Cheney, good Republican. Welcome to The Griot Daily, the only podcast that knows that there is no such thing as a good Republican. I'm Michael Harriet, world-famous white peopleologist, and this is The Griot Daily. I know y'all heard about this, or maybe you haven't, because, you know, like, maybe you don't follow white politics. But here's what Liz Cheney said about her decision or weighing whether she would run for president or not.
So you've said that you're going to think about running for president. Would you be running to send a message, or would you be running to win?
No, look, you run for president because you believe you would be the best candidate.
Yeah. Like, she really is considering running for president. And that's because, according to pundits and all the political, you know, commentators, the 2024 presidential election is going to come down to one thing. Do you care about American democracy? And y'all know how we do, right? With all political conversation, we take all the nuance and perspective out of them and then strip it down to something that, like, dumb white people can understand. And so it's like a comic book. Liz Cheney is like a superhero. In the Republican cinematic universe, she's hailed for, or vilified, depending on your perspective, being a never-Trumper. Even though, here's the important part, she voted with Donald Trump's political position 92% of the time when he was in office. But still, she's now a Republican in name only. And she ain't the only one. Like, her, Mitt Romney, former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley, and all those white dudes who are members of the, what they call them, the Lincoln Project, they all are hailed now as people who are standing up for democracy, even though, like, they built the whole Republican platform that Donald Trump ran on, even though that they enabled the party that doesn't disbelieve what Donald Trump disbelieved. They just do it with better dog whistles, right? And even some Democrats are invested in this mythology, right? Like, the same comic book, Democrats are reading it too. Like, they think there's a league of extraordinary Republicans who can defeat the evil force known as Ultra MAGA. And the bad Republicans, they aren't like the good Republicans, because the bad Republicans voted against the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Oh, wait, the good Republicans did too. No, okay. So the bad Republicans voted against the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Wait, the good Republicans did that too. Damn. Okay, here's one. The bad Republicans hailed the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. Whoa, shit. The good Republicans did that too. Wait, what is the difference between a good Republican and a bad Republican? And why is Liz Cheney all of a sudden a good Republican?
Today, we're focusing on President Trump's relentless effort to pressure Mike Pence to refuse to count electoral votes on January 6th.
Right? Just because she pursuing the people who were responsible for January 6th. Well, see, here's how I think about that, right? Even though I do applaud her for doing that, There's just one thing that I have to point out. It's her fucking job. She literally took an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States, which includes people who foment or participate in insurrection. You know, applauding her for doing her job is like praising a cab driver for not steering the taxi into a wall. You're supposed to get us where we want to go. But somehow, she's created this illusion that she's a valiant hero engaged in an existential battle against the sinister adversaries of the bad Republicans. Because, you know, the bad Republicans, they incite insurrection, inspire white right-wing extremism, and sought to invalidate the electoral process. Now, the good Republicans, oh, they just built the violent extremists from a grassroots white supremacy platform. The good Republicans, they don't try to overturn elections. They just try to suppress black voters, which, okay, that overturns elections. The good Republicans would never try to be racist outwardly, but they will sign on to racist laws like, you know, the Don't Say Gay Bill or anti-CRT legislation, because there is no such thing as a good Republican. There is no difference between the good ones and the bad ones. They're just Republicans. The difference between the ultra MAGAs and the regular white dudes who vote for a border wall like Liz Cheney did is, well, okay, there's no difference. The difference between the good Republicans who wanted a Muslim ban and the bad Republicans is, okay, there is no difference. And if there are so-called good Republicans, why hasn't a single GOP senator broken their party's filibuster and joined the effort to protect voting rights? Why hasn't any of the so-called good Republicans supported police reform? Why didn't any of the good Republicans vote to increase the minimum wage in the infrastructure bill? Where were these heroes when the GOP tried to kill healthcare? Where are these good Republicans everybody keeps talking about? Maybe they have a secret identity that allows them to march in lockstep with their party to condemn Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, which Liz Cheney called a partisan agenda of attacking President Trump. And she's one of the good ones. She's one of the good ones who supports LGBTQIA rights now, because she said that, right? But when she was just a regular Republican, when it mattered, she voted against marriage equality. Her investigations into the efforts to overturn an election cannot outweigh her support for suppressive voter restrictions. Her single vote to impeach Trump cannot weigh all the votes she cast in favor of his policies. And the two factions might be different in their approach and their decorum and the volume of their dog whistles, but neither side has reservations about weaponizing religious fanatics, right-wing extremism, and voter suppression to maintain the status quo. And that's the point. See, the good Republicans still want to build a border wall. They still want to deny climate change. They still want to control women's bodies. They still want to restrict access to polls and suppress political dissent. The desire to preserve democracy is as fictional as this fabricated storyline. Now, to be fair, it's inarguable that the Trump wing of the Republican Party threatens democracy. But making a distinction between the MAGAs and the regular Republicans is dangerous, because painting them as good obscures the fact that Liz Cheney, the members of the Lincoln Project, and other lifelong party loyalists helped build the death ray that is now pointed at the American Republic. When it comes to policy and governing, there is no war inside the Republican Party. They are a united front. Perhaps the only Republican superpower is their ability to manufacture villains out of thin air. Even when they're forced to sacrifice their fellow Republicans to maintain the party's cloak of invisibility, they've already suppressed enough votes. They've already disenfranchised enough felons. They've already gerrymandered enough districts to maintain their strength. Maybe the most fantastic part of this whole story that involves Liz Cheney's heroic fight to preserve democracy lies in the premise of this, that America is a democracy. Remember, there are no such thing as good Republicans. And remember to download the GRIO app. Remember to listen. Remember to tell one of your friends about it. And remember that we always leave you with a famous Black saying, the only thing worse than a Republican is. All right, we'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to The GRIO Daily. If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the GRIO app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegrio.com.
You are now listening to The GRIO's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
You're watching the Blackest Questions Podcast with Christina Greer.
In this podcast, we ask our guests 5 of the blackest questions so we can learn a little bit more about them and have some fun while we're doing it.
Okay, so this is a trick question.
We're also going to learn a lot about Black history, past and present.
Beautiful. I learned a wonderful fact today. Great.
So here's how it works. We have 5 rounds of questions about us, Black history, the whole diaspora, current events, you name it. With each round, the questions get a little tougher.
Oh, you got me, you got me. Let me see.
I have no idea.
I knew you were going to go there, Dr. Greer.
Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with everyone you know.